okay, KO4HKX.
And 4ZLK.
Same, hope you had a good night.
Just got back, just left and headed home. How are you this morning?
Already down the mountain, just a few minutes away from my first stop. Thought I'd see how you was doing this morning.
Radio on in the truck, but goodness, I could not hear anything until I got about 2 miles from my building. It was just, I don't know if it's the radio receive is not as good as this or what, or if it was just bad propagation this morning. You guys were not coming in clear at all.
The cold temperatures, I got the repeater because I was having trouble hearing it this morning also.
Radio. I've had it for many years. I've had it in my personal truck. And I don't know. I can't tell yet. I've put it in my work truck for the last week or so. And sometimes I'll have really nice, clear, clean conversations. And then other times it seems like where I normally would get reception, I'm having trouble. Maybe it's just the weird propagation going on. That's what I'm hoping.
Some of it, I was talking to, I don't know if he was listening to the net last night after, but when John was talking about the solar storms and stuff like that, I think that's got something to do with it. That's just my opinion, but I could be wrong. It just carries on, and then you get the cold weather on top of it and the wind last night.
There's a couple places where the wind of gust came across. Woke me up a little bit.
Had a couple of those last night on the way home, too. Was glad I didn't have to go too far.
Pretty eventful. Traffic was a little heavy, but everybody was calm and seemed to be doing what they were supposed to be doing. I only saw a couple of people that were acting like they were on a racetrack somewhere.
It was every day. As long as I don't meet up with them in a physical form, I let them go.
Last night about 1 o'clock, she couldn't sleep, and we talked for about 2.5 hours. That was nice. Always enjoy talking to one of my kids.
I don't know if you heard Connor check in last night.
We acknowledge him, but I missed. I was in the middle of doing something. The radio was on in the background, but I did hear you acknowledge him, so I texted him. Go make a ham out of him. Whether he wants to or not. No, I know he wants to. We're going to make a ham out of him, though.
It is a good place to get to know everybody. You can just check in and listen, and you learn their calls, their names, their voices, and the people that hang around and react to you. You learn a little bit about them, and that way you can kind of feel a little more comfortable when you do decide to jump in there.
Of the comment I made to him when I texted him, I said it's like people watching only without our eyes. And he sent back exactly, I'm enjoying getting to know the personalities.
To get information too, if you got a question about something, just ask. There will be somebody there that can help you. And you never know, it brings a lot of people that don't check into the net but sit there and listen. They'll chime in then.
A lot of things through the years just by listening to other people's questions and people talking about things. You can learn a lot. It
can be used for a lot of things if people will just use it and not be afraid to push that little PTT.
Listen, I would love to be a net control operator. I wouldn't mind trying it, but I can't commit. I just don't have the time to commit.
Into it one day.
I know. I need to give back a little bit, I'm sure.
At first, it's a little nerve-wracking and a little it's more because it's hectic. People are firing information at you, and you're trying to take it in, and you know how it is when you're trying to learn call signs anyway, and then you're hearing all these new ones fired in real quick, it gets a little hectic. But I've learned to enjoy it, and you just got to remember you're the net control. You're the one that controls the pace.
Imagine that if you're sitting in the hot seat, it gets a little different than just listening. Because, you know, sometimes I think, oh, this shouldn't be too bad. I know all these calls. Some of the people I recognize them before they even start speaking. I recognize the background noise. That shouldn't be that bad, but I'm sure the pressure changes when you're the actual one they're calling and giving names and locations and whether they're going to hang around or not.
Because everybody's different about it. How they acknowledge that they're going to hang around. Some of them, no comment, no traffic, negative and negative. Some of them are, I have no chew, no, you know, it's just everybody's different. So you just got to kind of learn to listen for it. And it practice is the only way to do it.
And you do a great job, and you got a lot of participants. So that'll tell you something right there.
I'm just the guy in the hot seat. Without the people on the other side of the microphone, there is no net.
Telling Tom my CW story yesterday.
Pieces of it. I didn't get all of it.
On 80 meters just about every morning at some point, you know, 6:30, 7:30, something like that. I've talked to him a couple times, and I was kind of looking for him to see if he was on. And I heard him calling CQ. He's an N4QR. And somebody came back to him, and I was just, I can't remember if I was writing him down or just copying him ahead, but the call started sounding really familiar. It was a WA4, and then the last little bit, I was like, why does that sound so familiar? And then I realized it was ZLK.
It's funny when you hear somebody's call sign that's real close to yours, or the prefix is always different.
Ones with an N, you know, N4 and then a Z and a H or something, but that was the first time somebody actually had three letters in a row of the same as mine.
I don't know if you've ever noticed, but there's a couple of call signs on the repeater that are real close to one another. KO4, GUN, KB2, GUN, and those two were last night, and you got to kind of watch for those.
Off uniform November?
I did.
Either one of those. In the, you know, there's that couple up there in the, on the that other net. One that Chad, what is it? I can't remember the what they call that one, but they've got one letter apart. I hear that every once in a while.
Shane, I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to have to jump out. You be careful the rest of the way in, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon when you weigh in to work. KO4HKX, I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Thanks. I'm drawing a blank. You have a good day, Patrick. Thanks for the shout-out, and have a good day at work. We will talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile.